The Humane Society of the United States and other groups had sued the Fish and Wildlife Service over its decision to delist the gray wolf in Wisconsin, Michigan, and Minnesota. A federal judge has ruled that the removing of the strongest protections for wolves was not supported by the language or purpose of the Endangered Species Act. Humane Society Regional Director Howard Goldman says the ruling is needed as he contends Wisconsin was looking seriously at starting a hunting season on its 500-plus gray wolves.
Had this decision not been taken, had protection not been restored, I think the DNR and probably the legislature would have eventually passed legislation allowing a public hunt. And the hunt would have been largely for trophy purposes, to take trophy animals.
The Wisconsin DNR was studying a possible wolf hunt after a vote last spring by hunters who attended state conservation hearings. DNR spokeswoman Laurel Steffes says her agency is disappointed with the new court decision.
At this point in time, there was no wolf hunt that was actually set. We have just been controlling problem wolves through permits, and then people were allowed to shoot wolves in the act of taking livestock or pets. At this point in time, the 7 permits that we have out that allow farmers that have continuing problems to shoot wolves have to be revoked, and people can no longer shoot wolves in the act.
The DNR says it may ask for a special permit to allow federal officials to euthanize problem wolves. The wolves are back on the threatened list in Minnesota. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.